Acadian Vanguard presents The Wrestling News in your daily wrestling newscast for Sunday, January 15th, 2023. Good morning. I'm Mike Sempervivi. We begin today with AEW news. Jade Cargill has set a new record as the longest reigning champion of any kind in AEW history, reaching 373 days as TBS champion yesterday. That tops the previous record of 372 days set by former AEW Women's Champion Hikaru Shida. Cargill has successfully defended the TBS Championship 17 times during those 373 days, part of her undefeated record in AEW, which stands at 48-0. In ratings news, according to overnight numbers revealed yesterday by Spoiler TV, last Friday night's live SmackDown on Fox drew an average of 2.182 million viewers, a slight gain from the previous week. The rating in the key 18 to 49-year-old demographic was 0.50. Full ratings numbers for SmackDown will be available later this week. In ticket sales news, numbers are now available for last week's major TV tapings via WrestleTix, and in a reversal of the usual, AEW's Dynamite and Rampage tapings lead the group, while WWE's SmackDown taping came in last. Dynamite and Rampage at the Kia Forum in Los Angeles had 9,636 tickets sold, which, although it led the week, was also a drop of about 30% from the 13,800 tickets AEW sold for its debut at the Kia Forum last June. WWE Monday Night Raw was next, with 7,088 tickets sold for the Legacy Arena in Birmingham, Alabama, more than 2,000 fewer tickets than were sold for WWE's last appearance at the Legacy Arena, a SmackDown taping in March. And speaking of SmackDown, they sold 5,902 tickets for the Resch Center in Green Bay, Wisconsin, which was still higher than the approximately 5,600 total tickets distributed for WWE's last visit to the Resch Center for Monday Night Raw last June. In Impact Wrestling news, Raven, who worked last Friday night's Hard to Kill pay-per-view as a guest announcer, is also working backstage as a producer for Impact, according to PW Insider. Raven reportedly worked as a producer at the pay-per-view and also for last night's Impact tapings, although it is not known if he will be continuing in that capacity with the company long-term. A former NWA champion during his time with TNA and Impact, Raven was just inducted into the Impact Wrestling Hall of Fame last October at Bound for Glory. And in some injury news, a former NXT UK performer Ginny announced her retirement on Twitter yesterday, stating, quote, "After a long time away due to an injury, I have made the decision to hang up my fashionable boots. Thank you for all the memories. I'll remember them forever. Every journey has an end, but in life, every ending is just a new beginning. I'm excited about what's next," end quote. In addition to her time in NXT UK in 2020 and 2021, Ginny, full name Ginny Han, is a two-time former Progress Women's Champion and a former RevPro British Women's Champion. She last wrestled in November of 2021. And before we leave you today, we'd like to remind you that however you consume your content, you can find the wrestling news 24 hours a day and 7 days a week across social media. On Twitter, follow us at WrestlingNewsAV. Our Facebook page is also WrestlingNewsAV. The wrestling news can also be found on the Arcadian Vanguard YouTube page. And for those who utilize Amazon Echo devices, just tell Alexa to play the Wrestling News podcast. And remember to make sure you add podcast at the end. Once again, for daily updates, breaking news, and more, follow the wrestling news across social media. And that's the news for today. If anything happens, we will be here to tell you about it. No clickbait, no paywall. Just the wrestling news. The wrestling news is a division of Arcadian Vanguard, and the wrestling newscast is a production of the Arcadian Vanguard Podcast Network.